Welcome to our village board meeting. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. Weather gets nice, crowds slim down. Okay, I will accept a motion to either accept or modify, or let's do a roll call first. How's that? Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Mafter here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green is excused. Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda as presented?
Move to approve.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion? Bless you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. This Saturday, June 8th, we have the Bell and Run, and there will be road closures in the alleyway pretty much from 7:45 a.m. to 9:15 a.m. The map of road closures and recommendations for where to park during the race is on our website. We have lots of things going on, and it's going to be a beautiful day, so get out and enjoy the race. Sunday, June 9th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Green Isle Park, we have Alloway Fest. It is the 31st annual picnic and car show. It's put on by the Alloway Optimist Club, and it will also, they will be running a, Brad, are they, they're doing some kind of a fundraiser during that as well.
This is their formerly the St. Paddy's raffle.
Yeah. So they're going to have a raffle for fundraising for the great work that they do. So get out, enjoy the day, and help the Optimist Club. On Friday, this coming Friday, June 7th, there is Movie in the Park. Ferdinand is the movie. There's info on our website, but it starts at 7 p.m., or activities start at 7, movie starts at dusk. It's free to attend. Go and enjoy with your family. Not to be forgotten, on June 13th, we will have the second annual Pooches and Pints Summer Kickoff in Green Isle Park. It is a great time to bring your dogs for the pop-up dog park and have food trucks, vendors, fun and games. Come and enjoy. It was a great event last year, and I'm sure it'll be even greater this year. Any other announcements from staff? Any other announcements from the board? One other announcement. This past Saturday, the Miracle League kicked off their 14th season. What a neat event. The opening ceremonies, the kids' smiles. It was a great event. So if you have a chance to get out and watch and support our athletes, Alloway's very own baseball teams, please do so. They really enjoy having fans. Okay, no other announcements. We'll move on to number 4, public appearances. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda?
Jim O'Rourke, 2339, Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the Village of Alloway Bike Ped Committee. 3 years ago, on July 21st, 2016, at 9:11 a.m., I sent a letter to Jim Rafter and Debbie concerned about the lack of documentation for the sidewalk and Arboretum Trail on West St. Joseph Street. I'm asking... I was then attacked for 6 weeks straight at village public meetings with slideshows and by Jim Rafter, and it was very unpleasant, but I persevered. I am asking that for on the next agenda item that the emergency bonding and the emergency road reconstruction that is currently being done on West
Stop.
St. Joseph Street.
Jim, stop.
Yes.
Did you meet with Brad?
If you'll let me finish,
no,
I address that.
I want to know, did you meet with Brad?
Did you instruct me to meet with Brad?
Yes.
Did you? Brad, did I meet with you?
Okay.
Yes.
Brad hasn't come to us saying he wants anything on the agenda.
We need
to get on the agenda.
I have a right to ask that it be put on the agenda.
And you have.
And Brad became very upset.
Okay, we're
when
done.
I bought the information.
Request denied. Anything else?
I would also like to see the slideshow that Jim Rafter presented when he was attacking me at the village board. Debbie can't find it. I've requested it 6 times through a local records request, and nobody can find
okay.
the slideshow.
Okay, ask him the answer. Next.
So you're telling me that I can't have it?
I told you, you got what you asked for in the open records request.
So
next item.
Well, I was on that agenda item twice. And
next item?
So if I'm going to ask again, I'd like to see the slideshow that Jim Rafter presented.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else this evening who would like to speak on something that's not on this on the agenda? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 5, action regarding preliminary CSM for parcels AL 58-2101 South Webster Avenue, AL 58-1211 Jordan Lane. Trevor.
Yeah, so this is just a continuation of the discussion, the land swap that we had, the agreement we had with Remain Public School System. For a portion of PHM Webster Park with a portion of the parcel that Webster Elementary sits on. Turns out that this will likely be delayed and come back to you at a future time. The reason being is they were originally proposing 4 separate lots. The county would prefer not to have 4 separate lots because a portion of the new building addition would be on a separate lot. It is the village's preference that the parcel outline, the parcel boundary, remains the same. And the reason being is the Webster Elementary School is in TIB, and so many TIB amendments, TIB boundary amendments. So if this boundary were to change, we'd effectively have to use one of our boundary amendments. So speaking with the county, they offered 2 different solutions, and the school district's amenable to those, so we're going to proceed with that. But long story short, I think in that letter, June 5th, comments are due by, but this will likely be delayed and come back to you in a different form.
Okay. So we'll just take no action.
I just have a question. Did we do 1 boundary so far on the 5th? Just 1?
We did, yes.
And we could have 5? Did you say that?
I think it's, is it 3 or
3.
4?
Yeah, this seems kind of wasteful.
Okay. So we will take no action on that item. Item number 6, action regarding noise variance permit request for an anniversary party at 111 Boot Crate Street on July 14th from 4 to 8 p.m. It is for a 25th wedding anniversary. And they are inviting the neighbors. There is no one located behind them. The noise variance is for a karaoke machine. The time is from 4 till 8 p.m. Approximately 30 people will be in attendance.
Just for the recording, did you say 111? I think it's 144.
If I did, I apologize. It's 144. Thank you. Yep.
Move to approve a permit for this purpose.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 7, action regarding request from Lorelei Inn for a noise variance permit and to extend their premise description to include their parking lot for Oktoberfest on September 20th from 3 to 11 p.m., September 21st from noon to 11 p.m. And just to clarify, they are asking that the bands play until 10 p.m., which is what we agreed to last year. They are looking for alcohol sales to be stopped at 10:30 p.m. Last year was 10 p.m., so they're asking for an additional 30 minutes there. No ticket sales would happen after 9:45 p.m., and the lot would be emptied by 11 p.m. Do I have a motion in the second? Trustee Harris.
I move to approve.
Trustee Genrich.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Just some thought about going to 10:30 instead of 11, or instead of 10. If we could read what was done last year, I would feel more comfortable with that.
Sounds good. Okay. So last time we approved... We approved a noise variance permit to allow bands to play until 10 p.m. and to extend their liquor license premise description to allow alcohol to be sold and served in their parking lot until 10 p.m., with the lot being cleared by 11 on September 21st and 22nd. So they're requesting an extra half hour of time to drink. But
the idea of getting it cleared out by then might be...
Having it cleared out by 11 when you stop liquor at 10:30 might be a challenge.
But I think the point to note on here, too, is that they're not semantics, but they're not, it's not a cash sale for alcohol at that point because you buy those tickets beforehand and they're still cutting that off at the same time.
Yep.
So I think they're just allowing the patrons to stay an extra 30 minutes before they shoo them out of the parking lot. And from a safety standpoint, might be a good idea.
And when they say liquor sales, I think it's just beer sales. Isn't that outside? I don't think they sell hard liquor.
Yeah, I think it's just beer.
Yeah. And you referenced on there, I think you said 9:30 that they stopped selling tickets?
Ticket 9:45.
Yeah. And the ticket sale is for the beverage.
Right.
So the safety is that they're spreading out the departure?
Yeah, they're spreading out the departure a little bit because it does get quite full.
Yeah.
I guess, Trustee Edwards, are you saying that you would prefer that you think the 10:30 is okay?
I think it's okay.
If most of you are in agreement, I think we can go with that.
Jason, do you have any concerns about that?
No. I had incidents from last year. Forward parking, which we've seen those. Mm-hmm. But, and one was with the parking at Webster Avenue Market, which they got taken care of. And then one disturbance where their security team had a person detained. Deputies arrived, put them in the jail for disorderly conduct. So once every 5 years is a bad or something like that.
Okay, anything else?
I had one item. I just want to make sure, because I know in 2017, I believe they ran out of wristbands, and I want to make sure that I'd rather have extra than not enough. That's the only thing I want to make sure of, so that the people who are allowed to drink alcohol are properly identified.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 8, noise variance permit request for an anniversary party at Green Isle Park on August 18th from 12:30 to 4:30. This is a 40th anniversary celebration. The bride and groom were not allowed to have music at their wedding 40 years ago, so they're giving them an opportunity to have music at a 40th celebration, so they have some great memories. They will be using an amplifier for microphone and guitar, and they will make sure that their guests don't get too loud. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Genrich.
Move to approve.
Second. Second by Trustee Harris. Any discussion?
President Rafter, oh. I received a letter from a resident that is adamantly opposed to the noise variance for that time on that day. Feel free to have all the loud music you want inside the pavilion, but to spill outside the pavilion feels it will infringe on his right to a peaceful neighborhood. So.
Okay.
I promised I would share.
Thank you.
If I might ask, is there a history with Green Isle Park? Is this a fairly common request for this kind of thing?
I think it's a requirement that anytime you can have music outside of the pavilion, that it has to be requested as a variance.
Do we get these all the time for wedding receptions or parties?
They're usually inside.
Yeah. Okay.
It was 12:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, on a Sunday.
It seems like it's reasonable hours, and I would say that Bell and Run probably makes a heck of a lot more noise outside than that. I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 9, letter to Governor Evers in support of motion by the Joint Finance Committee allocating funds to the village to offset police services to Green Bay Correctional Institution. This is from our meeting last... at our last meeting, we decided to issue a letter or a resolution. We went the route of a letter to let Governor Evers know that we support the motion to the budget to allocate $60,000 a year to Alloway for the cost of sheriff activity at the county or at the prison. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Dart, any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Take action for items number 10A through D.
Thanks, we have to do the... Did you get your amended one? Was it in your mailbox?
It wasn't.
I did not either.
Oh. Okay, thank you. We'll go on to the added item, alternate site for Alloway Fest, including vendor and noise variance permits. Mr. Lamb.
The Hopkins Club is asking for permission to move their venue, and if they have to, from Green Isle to both the Village Hall and to the Bellin parking lot next door. They received permission from Bellin to do so. The determination on this will probably take place by tomorrow, depending on how much rain comes tonight.
Okay, so it's for this year that they're looking for the...
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
It's probably much smarter on our grass as well.
There's still standing water in the park.
Yeah.
Walked through there today.
Yeah, I was there this morning when I saw you going to the gym.
Yeah.
So they would use our parking lots?
They would use our parking lot and down the parking lot. They would be bringing the porta potties and everything up this way.
Okay.
It could become a logistic nightmare for them, but you know, they understand that anyone with the classic car is not going to want to bury it in the mud.
And no one's going to go watch if it's in the mud.
And we don't want it in the mud.
We don't want it in the mud.
I tip my hat to him for being proactive
in
thinking ahead on it, and I think this is a perfect spot.
It was held here probably 12 years ago or so. Same scenario where last minute, and what they did is they just brought the cars and parked them in the parking lot. Attendance was way down.
Okay. Well, we wish them a lot of luck and good weather.
Do we have any concerns about parking for people attending, or off-street or on-street parking should suffice?
You would have Optimus Park.
Okay.
To be able to park at, and on-street parking.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we want to make sure that a lane is open for village traffic. The fire department needs to get in to get fuel. So.
And all of their permits will still be good for the food and drinks?
We're asking that that's be part of the...
Part of the request.
Okay.
All variances.
Okay.
Do I have a motion on this item?
I'd move to approve.
Trustee Atwood approves. Seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Action item 10, A through D, consent agenda. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 11, discussion regarding Riverside Drive crosswalk at 172. Mr. G.
So July, August, September last year, we had focused some time on this intersection, more specifically the crosswalk. Southbound traffic stopped at the lights. Drifting into, encroaching into the crosswalk, and we wanted to see how we could improve that condition, because it is a safety issue. When people are parked in the crosswalk, it forces a biker or a pedestrian to leave the crosswalk and go out into the roadway to get across. We had discussed this with the DOT traffic engineer. He had looked at the traffic signal timing, the location of the traffic signals, and had indicated that that was okay. He looked at existing signage. He said that was appropriate. We looked at the stop bar, and that is in the proper location. We had requested that a sign be placed, a stop here on red. The stop here on red sign be placed on the traffic signal in the median, and they have since placed that sign. We made some other improvements. We trimmed the brush back on the east side to improve visibility. We removed the do not enter sign to help with visibility. And one of the things that came up that kind of slipped through the cracks, I think it was Trustee Harris that asked about how can we better augment, delineate the crosswalk. And I have since reached out to the DOT. I'm waiting for a response. The DOT allows for two types of crosswalk pavement markings, crosswalk line as shown here, 6 inches in thickness, or what they call a ladder pattern, and that would be a 24-inch wide markings centered 4 feet apart longitudinally to the roadway. I don't have a picture of that, but it would look like a ladder going across the roadway. It is the village's responsibility to maintain these crosswalk markings, not only at this intersection, but down at Dairy Queen, at the Hawk, and up at Marine Street. If the DOT were to allow us to use that 24-inch ladder pattern, at this particular intersection, it would cost about $7,000 to mark. It is expensive. It's a lot of epoxy paint. I wouldn't use paint. I would use epoxy because it would hold up to the traffic and the conditions on Riverside Drive. If we were to go out and remark the 6-inch lines, that would be about $3,500 per intersection. And I would have to get DOT approval to go up the ladder pattern. I guess I would look for some guidance from the Public Works Committee or the Village Board on how to move forward. knowing that we're going to be out there this summer remarking these crosswalks. And the other thing that I should point out too, at Marine Street and at the Hawk crossing, it's similar pavement marking. It's 6-inch lines, 2 6-inch lines spaced. In this case, those are probably 10 feet apart. The two other crossings probably 6 feet. So if the DOT said yes, go ahead with the ladder pattern, I would suggest that for uniformity and consistency, we do that throughout the corridor. If they said no, this is appropriate, this is our standard, there are no issues with this, we mark what is currently out there.
So there would be 3 crosswalks then?
Yep, there would be 3 crosswalks that we go and maintain. The one at Marine, this one here at the Highway 172 on and off ramps, and then the one further south at the Hawk Crossing.
Sean, I may have misheard you. I heard it'd be $7,000 for the ladder, and then I thought I heard you say $3,500 per intersection for the other. Or is
$3,500 at this particular location, just for the 6-inch lines.
And the 6-inch lines would be $3,500 more for each of the other two.
It'd be $3,500 each,
and then
for that marking.
Or if we went with the ladder, it's $7,000 per intersection.
Yes. And these are ballpark numbers.
I understand.
There's seems like a lot of money. It is a lot of money because of the mold and the temporary traffic control that you would have to have in place before you do any marking at all. You have to close the lane.
Annually, right?
What's it?
Every year, probably.
No, the reason you'd go with epoxy because it would last 2 to 5 years. If we went with paint, it'd be cheaper. But I'm not sure if it'd survive a year out there with that amount of traffic.
What would be your gut feeling on the state nodding one way or the other on the ladder crossing?
Mark as is.
Yeah. Jim's retired. We can just give him a bucket of paint. He still moves pretty quick.
Especially in traffic.
I haven't heard from the DOT yet, but I can bring this to Wednesday's Public Works Committee.
That would probably be a good idea.
Yeah.
That does sound like real money, but two things. One, it's kind of an insurance policy. If there ever is an accident in one of those crossings, and there could be, I like the fact that we're on record as going above and beyond. We've really paid attention to this. So that's a positive. And the other thing is, it's kind of like a billboard to advertise the trail. Those Hawk crossings and this, you know, if there's 10,000 cars or 20,000 cars that go by there every day, that just makes them more aware of that access point and the fact that people cross, so maybe it helps safety. But, you know, makes more of an impression on the drivers that the crossing is there. So, it's money, but my opinion be more well spent.
But this particular configuration doesn't meet the standard, so I think we're protected there then. But we could definitely go. It would definitely augment it. So,
you know, I've seen those and I pay attention to those.
You do?
They're obvious. They're really obvious when you see those.
Okay.
I really think it is a safety.
Okay.
Would help safety. It's expensive, but
I agree. You spot them, and the Marine and the area where the Hawk crossing are—they're not traditional intersections.
Right.
The more you can do to identify the potential of pedestrians crossing, the better. And if it's unusual, you know, not something people are used to seeing, it may help. The other thing I would keep in mind, for depending on the response we get from the DOT, is that if you head into De Pere on the same road, you've got intersection crossings where they have the ladder crossing, or however you want to phrase it. If it is allowable for De Pere, it should be allowable just a couple miles away.
I'll have to take a look at that. I'll do that on my way home. Is it the ladder pattern, or are they diagonal markings?
It's a ladder pattern at Ridgeway. I believe, is one of the intersections where it exists today. There may even be one just north of, a block or two north of there as well.
On Highway 57?
Correct.
I wonder if they're, I'd have to look to see if their jurisdiction ends in De Pere, if it becomes a connecting highway. I don't know if that makes a difference, but.
De Pere runs their own.
What's that?
De Pere runs their own.
Yes, a connecting highway. Okay.
Any other guidance or thoughts? Okay, it's a discussion item, so we won't take any action. Does that help?
Yeah.
One other item, or just a question. Do we have a time frame of when we were anticipating doing the painting, or is there a time frame where we have to get it done?
Well, we were a little surprised that we were on the hook for the maintenance of these Highway 57 crosswalk markings. I don't know that now, so we have $21,000 in the budget for it. If we were to go ahead with the ladder pattern, hopefully it's cheaper with kind of your scale. We'll find money for it if that's the direction we want to head.
Thank you, Sean. We'll move on to item number 12, update on Highway 172 speed study. We had a speed study.
All right. So last week, Rod Hamilton, traffic engineer at the DOT, had sent me an email to inform us that the speed study that we had also discussed last year, September last year, was going to start this week. He sent me a map that shows where they're going to be collecting the speed data, and had indicated that they're hopeful by the end of this month that they'll have the data compiled available to begin to put together a report.
So it's going this week?
It started. Yeah.
It has.
I haven't noticed. You probably wouldn't. They probably don't use the conventional tubes across the highway. They probably use some different device. Infrared. I don't know.
It's a secret.
Yeah, ironically, I just saw this past weekend a staked sign that said state survey area nearby, and I just kind of glanced around and I looked up the light pole right there, and they have a and that's right at like Broadview Park. So okay. They must be measuring it with just maybe a beam crossing or something.
You know how long they're running it for?
He had said they were going to start this week and end of June.
Okay, cool. But any questions?
Yeah. Typically, they have these counters up for a week or two. You bring the data back and compile it, generate reports. So.
Not the purpose of the study? Besides collecting speed data.
Yeah,
it was brought up. Engine braking.
Tappan brought that up.
Right. Well, I'm glad they're moving forward on something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just today, there was engine braking on the off ramp and I thought, really, you need that? So, but
okay.
That was terrible.
Any other discussion on that? Move on to item 13, future agenda items. Is there anything board members want to see on the future agenda? Hearing none. Staff? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to item 14. Do I have a motion to convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, specifically intergovernmental agreement between County of Brown and the Village of Alloy.
Move to enter closed session.
Trustee Sampson, seconded by Trustee Dart. Yeah. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Dart.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
We are enclosed. We'll go into the conference room.